I wanted to tell you, but you weren't there.
These are the stories that I wish you heard. Love at a coffee shop.
You're not going to meet him at a coffee shop,
Georgie said. He sounded like he'd been waiting to say it, like he sat on it and waited for a gap in the conversation to drop his truth bomb.
You're not going to be sitting with your worn-out copy of some Nicholas Sparks paperback when he casually sits down next to you and tells you how much you like the book. You're not going to argue over whether the movie was better or swap quotes that literally changed your life. Guys like that don't exist outside those romantic comedies from the 90s that you devour like a diabetic in denial at a discount candy store. You're not going to meet him at a coffee shop.
Don't get me wrong. I love Saturday coffee with my two best friends. But lately, it seems our conversations always go back to my love life or lack thereof. Couldn't we talk about something more relevant, like politics or world economics?
Okay, I may be a hopeless romantic, but that picture you're painting is nothing like me,
I said, stuffing my copy of Safe Haven deeper into my bag.
Granted, I could be a little old-fashioned, but is it so bad to think that maybe we'll run into each other at a record bar, both reaching for the last copy of an Amy Mann record? Is it wrong to dream that maybe we'll both be stuck in front of the same painting in some downtown gallery, pondering the meaning behind the colors, or...
Cut him some slack,
Lee interjected.
After that last guy, can you really blame him?
Lee was always quick to defend me, perhaps because we both watched one too many Disney movies growing up.
Our little friend is traumatized,
he said, awkwardly hugging me from the side.
So let him daydream about cafes and record bars. At least he hasn't given up on love.
It was easy for Lee to stay on the pro-love train. He'd been in a completely normal relationship with another lawyer for 2.5 years. He was practically a unicorn in the barren wasteland that is Gay Manila.
Are you even hearing yourselves? A museum? A record bar? What era do you think you're in? Hello, girl. Ever heard of Spotify? Nobody buys CDs anymore. When was the last time you even saw Tower Records or an Odyssey? Just like Elephant Pants and all your exes, they are in the past where they belong.
And what would you rather he do? Whore out like everyone else?
No naman. There's an app for everything, sweetheart, even dating. You are literally one swipe away from meeting your Prince Charming.
Or your next hookup,
I said.
Oi, don't be so cynical. Not everyone's there to hook up. In fact, just a few days ago...
Georgie stopped to show us something on his phone. He swiped emphatically until he found the photo he wanted to show us.
Ayan! Girls meet baby boy, baby boy meet the girls.
It was a dark photo most likely taken from a motel room. Georgie and his lover were shirtless in front of the mirror. Georgie's hand was shoved firmly down baby boy's boxer briefs. It was completely obscene.
Oh my God!
Was all Lee could say. He was always the Charlotte to Georgie Samantha.
Like I said, apps are for hooking up, and I just don't do that.
Don't knock it till you've tried it. Baby boy and I have the same goals. Sure, it started out with sex, but the conversation we've had...
Stunning philosophical conversations about the best starter Pokemon, I'm sure.
No, conversations about the future and stuff. He's surprisingly deep. He may be young, but he's got an old soul like me.
And just how old is baby boy?
Lee asked as he zoomed in on the photo.
Bakit parang wala siyang pores? Won't this kind of relationship land you in jail?
Excuse me, he's 19 years old.
Making him a toddler when you lost your virginity.
Hoy, grabe ka. Age is just a number.
And so is 6 to 12 years. The minimum sentence for child abuse.
Hey!
Ep, ep, ep.
I interrupted.
Slow your roll, fellas. Lee, this isn't a prosecution. Georgie, you're not on trial.
Lee slinked back into his seat while Georgie sipped the last of his macchiato.
All I'm saying is you should give online dating a shot,
Georgie said to me, his hand firmly on my lap.
Girl, you don't see what we see. You're stable, you've got a great job, you're not ugly.
Not just not ugly. My best friend is gorgeous,
Lee said, pinching my cheek.
Sige, you're gorgeous. And most of all, you're kind. You're a catch. and there are plenty of guys out there who would be crazy not to see what we see.
And yet, none of them are lining up to see me.
There was a slight hint of self-pity I didn't mean to let out.
It's easy for you guys to say that because you're all partnered up, and yet, here I am, the boat is sinking, and ano to, group yourselves into one?
Kasi nga.
Lee began, breaking the awkward silence. He exhales loudly and in defeat.
You're not gonna meet him at a coffee shop.
Georgie looked up, confused.
Yes, I agree with you, okay? How do you think I met my partner?
No,
Georgie said, his shock exaggerated, but not exactly unwarranted.
You told us you met Eric at... San nga ulit?
At a law conference in Singapore.
I did. But let's just say I had a little help from my little friend, Grinder.
You whore. I did not see this coming. So he was just a hookup?
In the beginning, sige, oo. But we saw more and more of each other that week, and it was pretty clear that we had both found something that we were looking for. So yeah, maybe 99% of the guys on dating apps are just looking for sex, pero every now and then, you get lucky.
See, what did I tell you? Even when all the mathematical odds were against him, Lee was a friggin' unicorn.
Wow. Just, wow.
Georgie and I looked at each other in disbelief.
Speak of the devil.
Lee held his phone up as it rang. His temporary hookup turned full-time partner was calling him. From his side of the conversation, it was clear that Lee was late for dinner.
Girls, I gotta go. I was supposed to meet him an hour ago, papala.
Go, go, go. I'll take care of this.
I said as I signed at the waiter for the check.
Me too. I have to go. Baby boy and I are gonna catch the last full show. Sama ka, you want?
No thanks,
I said.
I'm too pretty to be the third wheel.
That's a spirit. Ayan ha, tell me you at least think about it.
We hugged our goodbyes and I sat back down to finish my latte. Maybe they were right. I looked around the busy coffee shop. Everyone around me had their noses in their phones. Maybe Prince Charming was out there, hiding behind a smartphone and not a book. Maybe he curates Spotify playlists full of indie acts I've never heard of. Maybe we'll swap EPUBs of authors we both like. Maybe we both tweeted out the same street art that moved us. Maybe...
Sir? Your change?
The waiter said, snapping me out of my trance.
Can I get you anything else?
Before I could change my mind, I uttered the words to trigger my release.
Yeah, what's the password to the Wi-Fi?
Maybe it wasn't too late to enter the 21st century. It was like sparks were coursing through my body. It felt like the beginning of a brand new page. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's story. If you'd like to join the discussion, you can become a storyteller by answering this question. Do you think it's still possible to find love at a coffee shop? In 2021, where do you find love? Record your answer on Anchor at anchor.fm/cityboy/message. If you don't have an Anchor account, you can send me a voice message on Facebook by messaging my page at facebook.com/thestoriesiwishyouheard. Or you can send me an email at cityboy@icloud.com. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing by following me on your favorite podcast platform. You'll get notified whenever a new post is up. iOS users, please rate the show and leave a review on the Apple Podcasts app to let me know how I'm doing. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Come back next week when you feature another story on The Stories I Wish You Heard.